According to Wasatch Fire Chief Ernie Giles, with the growth in Wasatch County, the department isn't able to provide the needed service under the current funding. Giles wants voters of Wasatch County to increase funding for fire services. He says the department is stretched and that they need $750,000 to $1 million just to handle their current needs. He's asked County Council to approve a tax levy. Wasatch County voters would have a chance to decide on a tax increase of about $8 a month on a property valued at $380,000. Wasatch County EMS Director Claire Provost says the event Monday night is being held to educate county and city officials on the need for the tax increase. Provost hopes all the councils and mayors from all over the county will attend.
What we're doing is we're asking Midway City Mayor and her council to attend. We're asking Walsburg Mayor and Council, and all Hideout, Independence, Daniel, all of them, Heber City, Wasatch County, so that we can just help them, like I said, understand what we really do and what we need to do our job moving forward.
Provost says currently Wasatch County EMS and the fire district are not combined. He says it's a much bigger issue to work out, and the need for the current tax levy request is immediate.
EMS is a department of Wasatch County. The fire district is a special service district, so they're a district of their own, and so we are not combined. However, that was one of the proposals made by one of the county councilmen to combine fire and EMS. With that being said, so many details to work out if that's in fact what we do.
All Wasatch County officials are encouraged to attend the Wasatch County Fire District information session on Monday. It starts at 6 p.m. at the Heber Fire Station at 100 South, 100 West. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.